Just ignore it. Just think it's Satan. And ignore it.
Yeah, ignore it. Resist the devil.
That's right, resist the devil.
That's it.
Good point, thank you, Brother Ryan.
All right.
Well, Lord bless everybody.
Amen. Good morning. How are you?
I hope everybody's doing well on this Easter
Amen.
Morning.
Yes, sir.
Where we, every Sunday, you know, we celebrate the resurrection of the Lord.
Amen.
That's right. But today is significantly important, significantly special. Because if he didn't rise, we don't rise.
That's right.
He was the first fruits of all. So we'll look at something
right
here in just a moment about that. But anyway, so I hope everybody's had a good week. Keep those in prayer who are still traveling, and those that are out. We'll probably have a lot of people out today. So, all right, so we've been talking about this kingdom of God, and we want to try and bring it to finality today. And so last time we left with that the kingdom of God has to be established in you before it can manifest outside. Because God said, and there's the quote down here we'll read in just a moment, but God said, I mean, his way of thinking, and it just makes sense, is what, you know, what Brother Graham said, is that power without character is satanic.
Right.
You can reign, but there's, there, for example, in the physical, there's been dictators that have reigned. They've had power, but it's caused a lot of chaos, you know, satanic. Hitler, for one, you know, he had power, you know. I won't say that on camera. But he had power, but it was, you know, it was satanic. So in the Christian, in the life of a believer, it's the same way. God is not going to put you to reign over something if you can't control yourself. You see, you don't have power over yourself. How are you going to reign over His kingdom? You see. So that's why I think Brother Wade has mentioned this before, to have power over this earth first.
That's right.
This earth,
that's right,
to have power over it. That's what God wants. If you can have power, but you can't have power over it unless the power is already in you.
Right.
Which is the Holy Ghost, the Word of God, right, the kingdom of God. All those things are the kingdom.
Right.
Amen. So we talked about in Genesis 1:26. Where it says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. Right? That man was just like God. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over every creeping thing. That includes cockroaches. That includes worms. That includes everything. You have dominion over all those things. And I know we have dominion over those roaches. Even today.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
spiders?
I can crush them, you know. I can
Spiders
too. We have dominion over all those things. But that's not that dominion they was talking about.
That's right.
Because there was no death there.
Right.
Right? But we don't have any dominion or power over fish of the sea, over the birds of the air. That was stripped away from us when Adam was, and Eve fell into sin.
Right.
But that's the power that God wants to bring us back to, you see?
Right.
And then that Genesis 1:26 man, Adam had that power. Can you imagine that? You know, to have dominion over all the earth.
Yep, sure did.
And we don't know anything. That's kind of hard for us to fathom. It's kind of hard. It's kind of like for us to think that God is always eternal. Because your mind can't go all the way back.
Right.
You think about that, and it's like there's a limitation to your mind.
Correct. Right.
It's like, oh my goodness, it's like you're going, you know. And that's the same thing. But that's what God is bringing. But Brother Graham said that when you receive the Holy Ghost, when you're born again, it's like you're gone back to that.
That's right.
Amen. That's right.
To that Adam, Genesis 1:26
man.
That's right.
Amen. Now all we have to do is, We're waiting for that Genesis 1:26 man to manifest on the outside as well. All right. And so Brother Brown said that unless we suffer with Him, we cannot reign with Him.
That's right.
We have to go through some suffering here on earth. You have to suffer to reign.
Amen.
The reason for this is that character simply is never made without suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Character is a victory.
That's right.
Right. That's why God says to them that overcome, will I give such and such. Right.
Right.
All through in the book of Revelation, to them that this.
Right.
But because there's a part for you to do.
Amen.
There was a part for the children of Israel that they had to go possess the land. Right. God wasn't just going to put them over there. No. They had to do it. There was a part. Right. But the promise was already there.
Right.
You see?
Right.
The reason for this is that character simply is never made without suffering. Character is a victory, not a gift. A man without character can't reign because power apart from character is satanic.
Right.
But power with character is fit to rule. Power with character is fit to rule. And since he wants us to share even his throne on the same basis that he overcame and is set down in his Father's throne, then we have to overcome to sit with him.
Right.
You know, when he raised from the dead and he was ascending, he said, "All power is given unto me, both heaven and earth." That's the same power that God wants for you and me to have. Potentially, we already have that. In our soul.
Right.
Just waiting for that to be manifested on the outside. Now, so that's why these virtues need to be established in the believer's life. After that kingdom has come in the believer.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
It can't be the other way around.
Right.
Some people say you have to climb the stature of the perfect man first, then get the Holy Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
That's wrong.
Amen.
Because these are all Holy Ghost virtues.
Yes.
You have to have the Holy Ghost first, and then, in order for you to manifest these virtues,
amen.
You can't manifest them on your own.
Amen.
You try it.
That's right.
There's a portion of it that you could do. Remember, the Pharisees had a portion of they had knowledge, they had some temperance, probably they had, but it wasn't Holy Ghost.
That's right.
Virtue. It wasn't Holy Ghost knowledge. It wasn't Holy Ghost. You see.
That's right.
So. And I like this picture. I always like this particular mm-hmm. picture because the head is at the headstone.
That's right. Amen. Right.
Building the body.
Amen.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And,
that's right.
And that's the stature of perfect man.
Right.
That's the kingdom that's being built.
Right.
It's his body.
Right.
Body of believers.
Amen.
Now, I, a couple of months ago, or several, or maybe 2 years ago, I preached a message and let me bring this up here. I have it right here. But, and then, and of course, this is just me, you know? This is just the way, whenever I look at this chart, I can't help but seeing this. Because this, but to me, you know, just the way this was drawn out, to me, it looks like it's a body that's laying flat.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like this, you know?
Right.
Laying in a casket, you see? And at the end time, it's going to resurrect.
That's right.
Right? When you wake up in the morning, what comes up first is the head. That's why Jesus Christ had to resurrect first.
Right.
He came up first. He was the first fruits of the resurrection.
Right.
And then, because remember, Jesus said that the first shall be last,
right.
And the last shall be first.
Right.
That's the reason why this is coming up first. Then everybody else from F will raise. You see, I mean, when you get up from your bed, your feet don't get up first. Usually, it's your head
right.
that comes up, and then you kind of, for those that kind of get up a little slowly, you know. Now some of the young people, I mean, they may just kind of fall off the bed, you know. But so. That's just me. I'm not making a doctrine out of it or anything like that. It's interesting that was kind of drawn like that,
sure.
You know, and it looks like a body that's laying down, but in the end time, it's going to all raise
right.
into that full man right there. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the kingdom of God that God's interested in it, and if the believer has that Holy Ghost in his life, that God's own soul in him,
right.
That's what he's interested in. That's why I said last week, whoever said you don't need these virtues is lying.
Right.
Because the believer inside desires these when he's
Amen.
Born again. Desires to
right.
have these virtues.
That's true.
That's right.
And somebody said, well, it's not important, you know. Well, for one, then why did Peter talk about it?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And two, why did Brother Branham preach the whole long
mm-hmm.
service about
right.
it?
Right.
You see? But you say he was the messenger of the end time, he was the prophet of the end time, and you just kind of don't look at Daniel 70 week. Don't look at, we don't need that. We don't need that. We need these things.
Amen.
They're not there just to be there.
Right.
All right. So, if you remember when Daniel had the dream about the statue,
mm-hmm.
and in that in Daniel 2, you can read all about it. But in that dream, he had a statue, and it was built from the head down to the feet,
mm-hmm.
right? The gold, the silver, it represents empires, you know. And then at the end time, the iron and the clay would mix. Modern powers, Brother Brown called it Romanism and Christianity. Mm-hmm. At the end time. And so, but that's how Satan builds his kingdom. His kingdom has no foundation.
That's
why it was built from the head
right.
down to the feet.
Right.
But God's kingdom is built from the feet up
Amen.
To the head.
That's
why it stands.
Amen. Amen.
His kingdom builds, and that's the reason why Jesus, the rock, come down. If you read in that, in Daniel 2, comes down, hits the feet, and it all just crumbles.
That's right.
There is no sure foundation of that. That's the reason. I mean, Daniel. Just looking at Daniel 2, you already see Satan's defeated.
Right. Amen.
His kingdom here on earth is defeated.
Right.
That's right.
And so, I thought that was interesting.
He hits him in defeat.
Huh?
He hits him in defeat.
He hits him in defeat.
You'll get it in a minute.
I got it.
Okay.
Maybe some of them haven't got it yet. He hits him in the
defeat. In defeat.
Defeat.
He's defeated.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, go ahead.
All right. All right, so Satan builds his kingdom with no sure foundation from the head down to the feet. That's why it falls apart.
Yep.
Christ builds his kingdom from the feet to the head.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. And at the end time, it's the head that that headstone comes down.
Body's coming up. Right.
The rest of the body comes up.
Amen.
You see?
Yes.
It's odd to me that that Christian is iron and clay.
You know, the Roman Empire has, it's, even now, we still hold a lot of customs of the Romans, you know.
Sure. Oh, yeah.
And in the end time, but this is all spiritual.
Right. Amen.
You know. And so, you know, this past Friday, just to throw this in, my boss at work, he called me into the office. We were talking about some things about the budget. And he said, hey, do you see where the Pope said there's no hell?
Yep.
And apparently the Pope had seen that. I said, no, I didn't see that. But he said, yeah. And he started showing me some things on Fox News and stuff. And there was something where supposedly the people around the Pope, you know, the bigger the priests and things, they're saying, no, that's not what the Pope said. What the Pope was saying is that hell is a place where there's no suffering for the soul. There's just the destroying of the soul is what he was saying, supposedly. And I told my boss, I said, well, Aaron, his name is Aaron. I said, you know, that's actually not far from the truth.
Right, yeah.
He said, well, what do you mean? And, you know, he's nominal. And so I said, well, I said, because there is a destruction of the soul. I said, in order for you to have to suffer in a hell eternally, you have to have eternal life. And the Bible says that the soul that sinneth, it shall surely be destroyed.
Right.
It also says that hell will be thrown into the lake of fire and it'll be no more. So how can hell be eternal? How can a sinner's soul be eternal?
Right.
They has to have the same life that God has. And I asked him, I said, well, where's the source of eternal life? And he said, well, God. And I said, how can the Son of God and a sinner have the same source of life, but one's burning for eternity and one's with God for eternity? And he just kind of looked at, I've never seen it like that before. But
you know, that's
what
we ingrained in them, though.
It is.
I thought
it that way when I was in the Baptist church. You know, that hell is an eternal place, but I mean, hell itself will cease to exist.
Absolutely.
So,
Amen.
You know, you kind of planted that little seed there, and we'll see.
Sure.
Who knows? He was the one that asked.
That's
so.
Right.
All right. So in Daniel 2:35, Daniel was seeing this image that we were just looking at. This says this: then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floor. In other words, the wind just kind of took the shaft. And the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them.
That's right.
There was not going to be any place for these kingdoms that were established here on earth. Mm-hmm. And the stone that smote the image became a great mountain. Amen.
Amen.
That stone is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It became a great mountain.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And filled the whole earth.
Amen.
That's why, and that stone, if it's in you, amen, that kingdom, you shall have possession of the whole earth. Right? And in Daniel 2:44, just a few verses down, it says, "And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom."
Amen.
Now, look how it says it. It says, "In the days of these kings."
Yep.
Right. That means in this time, in these days that Satan was setting up his earthly kingdom, shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom.
Yes. Right. Amen.
Now, how can that be? Because he's setting it in you and me.
Amen.
Then it starts. God doesn't have to make it big and loud and you know, he knows what he's doing. He shall set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed.
Amen.
And the kingdom shall not be left to other people.
That's right.
But it shall break in pieces, consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever.
Everybody.
Praise God. Alright, can we read Daniel 7:13-27 real quick? If you have your Bibles, let's turn there. I don't know about you saints, but these things excite me.
Amen.
Because, you know, we're here in this earth, and we just want to get out. You know, we want to... You know, really, when people say, I want to get out, but really, I want to possess this earth the way it was originally meant to be. Because we're not going to be up in heaven in a cloud.
Right.
And not, you know, this is our heaven here.
Right.
See? It just needs to be remodeled, I guess you could say. Yeah, I mean, Satan's got control over it, so. Daniel... Pass the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 7, starting at verse 13. Look what it says here. It says, I saw, this is Daniel speaking now, I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man. Now where is it that we see something like that later on in the Bible?
That's right.
It was in the book of Revelation.
One.
I saw a one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. And 15, I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts which are four are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. All right? Because he saw in the vision some beasts as well. But the saints of the Most High, listen to this, but the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. You know, here in the book of Daniel is the only place where you see that word, that outside of the Bible, outside of the New Testament, in the book of Daniel is the only place where it mentions the word saints.
Right. Okay.
So that's got to be, that's
Amen.
You and me.
Right.
See, you have to see yourself in the Scripture.
Amen. Right.
That's me. Amen.
Right.
But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet. Of course, we know this is all representative religious.
Right.
And of the 10 horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom 3 fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them. So there was that was a particular time where this empire,
mm-hmm.
this Roman,
right.
he made war with the saints. He killed them.
Sure.
You know? And he had prevailed against them.
Right.
physically here on earth.
Right.
Until the verse 22, until the Ancient of Days came and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. There's that word saints again. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom. Amen. Thus, he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall shred it down and break it in pieces.
Right.
All right. Oh, verse 27. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws, and they shall be given unto his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time.
That's right.
You know, we didn't go into all the details of that, but Brother Wade has mentioned this, and this goes all into Daniel 70 weeks.
That's right.
But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High,
that's right,
whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him.
Amen.
Hitherto, all right, so we leave it there. So that just shows that the saints are destined to take over this
Amen.
Kingdom.
That's right.
All these kingdoms that we see, Washington, D.C., Rome, Manila, in the Philippines, Medellin, Colombia, South America, all these kingdoms, they're going to cease one day.
Amen.
And we're going to take over
Amen.
The way it was originally supposed
Amen.
To be.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
But, again, we don't take over if we don't possess our own vessel.
That's right.
First. All right, Brother Brown says, in the future home, God already took up his abode potentially.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right?
Yes.
And that new birth. So, the kingdom of God is in the earth now.
Right.
Right? In the hearts of his saints.
Right.
It's his attributes that he began in the beginning.
Yep.
Now his attributes is redeemed.
Mm-hmm.
You and me now are redeemed.
Right.
What's he waiting? To redeem the earth.
That's right.
To set his attributes on it.
Right.
But I thought we were already on it.
Right. Yeah.
But we're not on it with full power like Adam had.
Right.
His attributes on it to fulfill exactly his predestinated plan.
Amen.
Do you see it? Yes. And then in the Christ, the mystery of God revealed, Brother Branham says, then our headship is a kingdom.
Yes.
Amen.
That's right.
The kingdom of God is within you,
yes.
said the Bible, Jesus. The kingdom. We are not a denomination. We belong to a kingdom.
Yes.
And the kingdom is the Word of God made spirit and life in our own life,
Amen.
Bringing to pass every promise in this day,
right.
as it did in that day when the Word and God was one.
Yeah.
And the Word and God is one in His church today.
Right.
If you have that birth in your soul, making it the headship of the body that is redeemed,
right.
to bring the message in the last day and be taken up from the dead in the resurrection, to go back and restore again as Adam and Eve in the beginning, in the
Amen.
Garden of Eden.
Right.
The threefold mystery
Amen.
Of God. His
that's
body.
Right. That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, that's all God is interested in.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
And his interest is my interest.
That's right.
Should be all the interest of the believer.
That's right.
Is to set up this kingdom in full force.
Right.
Okay.
With him being the head
right.
of it all.
That's right.
But the thing is, saints, is that he's not just sitting on a throne, and we're sitting on a throne with him
right.
as well. Because
right.
the Bible says that we're kings and priests.
That's right.
Amen.
That's
now,
right.
he said that. I didn't say it. He said it about
right.
me, so I
Amen.
Believe it.
That's right.
Amen. So, originally, when I started this series, I asked the question, is the kingdom of God, is it external or internal? And some of you may have said, oh, well, it's internal. But to me, the kingdom of God is both.
Both.
Right.
Yes.
I
yes.
say it's both because it has to begin internally within you in order to manifest externally.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
Right.
that's the full plan of redemption.
Amen.
Amen. God wasn't just to redeem internally,
mm-hmm.
but he wanted to manifest externally as well.
Amen.
You see, God, the Bible says that Jesus Christ, when he was living here on earth, he was the fullness of the Godhead body.
Amen.
But that body that he lived in wasn't redeemed. It still had headaches. It still was tempted to think bad things.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible says that Jesus was tempted in all things, such as we are tempted.
Yes.
Could have been tempted with lusting for women and things like that. Why not? But he never sinned.
That's right.
That was the thing.
That's right.
He conquered all that external.
That's right.
But it came from within, right?
Man.
That's right.
So he was the fullness within.
That's right.
We are the fullness within.
Amen.
Right?
That's right.
I mean, potentially that's what he is.
Amen.
But now even Jesus Christ had to die.
Yes.
And that body had to be redeemed.
Yes.
Amen. That's right.
And so as he came up with power and that body's redeemed. Amen. Then our body is going to be redeemed as well. Amen.
Right.
Not a new body.
Right.
Because the same body that went down in that grave is the same body that came up.
Amen.
Right. It's not. It wasn't a different total body.
Nope.
No. Same thing with you and I.
Right.
Amen. If we go down in the grave, it's going to be the same one coming
Amen.
Up.
That's right.
Just fully redeemed.
That's right.
Amen. Lots of looking forward to some things. I want you all to read with me. Just read with me here if you can read it. The Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, verse 9. And I'll read the first verse. You can read verse 10, and we'll just take turns and read the last verse together. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven.
Amen. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors.
Are all together, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
And Daniel had already seen that.
Right.
That his kingdom was his. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
So does anybody have any questions or any comments about anything we talked about? Amen. So that kingdom, saints, the kingdom of God isn't just the externals. Amen. Isn't just about having long hair and about wearing decent clothes and about that. The Pharisees had all that.
That's right.
The Pentecostals have done that. You know? There's more to this than just that. Those things are important. But don't put that before the new birth.
That's right.
Don't put that before the scripture, before the Bible.
Amen.
And so it's not just the externals, amen. It's internal in order to start on the outside. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Sister Trudy.
You know, the Pharisees had all that, and I think because they knew that they had all those things, they also had pride.
That's very true, you know, and that's one thing that you know, you get very prideful, you know, about, you know, because I can show it on the outside. That's fine, you can show it on the outside, huh? But God looks at you inside and out. What's on the inside, you know, it's what counts, you know.
Right.
Yes, Brother Joe.
Yeah, you read Daniel 2:35. You said a great mountain filled the whole earth. Would that be the New Jerusalem?
New Jerusalem is
yeah.
Well, in Revelation, New Jerusalem, the bride types New Jerusalem,
right?
Because the Bible says that in Revelation that what was it? How does it say, Brother Wade?
City comes down
that
out
city
of
comes down out of heaven.
As a bride.
As a bride adorned, waiting for her her husband. And so, I mean, just as the glory of God fills the earth, but we're sitting on the same throne with Him.
That's right.
We fill the whole earth as well.
Right,
do you see what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what you're trying to ask. So, I mean, we're... Mm-hmm. And you think about it this way, too. You know, we're supposed to travel as a thought.
Yes.
Right?
Yes,
right.
At that point, what limitations can you have?
Right.
There's no limitations. If I want to be with my brothers and sisters over in Africa, I can be.
Right.
You know? But we had full possession here. I mean, because God entrusted us with it all, you know.
That's right.
We can be, and so we have full possession over all the earth, you know.
That's right.
I just kind of see it that way, you know, but there's some other things involved in there. But, you know, there's no limitations to what, is there limitations to God?
Right.
There is no limitations to us.
No.
Amen.
Well, you know, Luis, you got 7 overcomings, one for each age. In Revelation chapter 21, there's an 8. Revelation chapter 21, verse 6 says, "It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end." This is when the new city, you were talking about, the new city's come down. "I will give unto him that is athirst the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things."
Amen.
"And I will be his God, and he shall be my son." That's it. That's number 8. That's in the, because you're in the 7s, you still got limitations.
In the 7s, in the church ages.
That's right.
In Revelation.
7 church ages. You got, "He that overcometh will I give this." Will I give, there's a piece that you get. Right. This says all things.
Amen.
"And I will be their God, and they'll be my people."
Praise
and that's
Lord.
It.
That's it.
That's the 8th overcoming. I've always found that. I wrote number 8 right there. I was trying to find it. But that is right there. That's after the city sits down.
That's because we've received all the word this age.
Amen. Well, you look at it also when Christ resurrected on the 8th day.
Right.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
That's eternal.
That's right.
There. That's all power. And then he said, "All power is given unto me both in heaven and earth."
Because really not eternity. Eternity is not going to happen until that new city sits down anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That's the 8th. Everything else is in the 7th. Even the 1,000 years, even the white throne judgment is in time.
Yes.
The new city,
that's
the
right.
8th day only begins when God wipes everything off, kills all the demons, puts everybody where they need to go. Then when the city sets down, that's when he says, "He that overcometh will I give all things."
Let me ask you this, because Brother Brown said heaven and earth will come together. And that is that heaven, that New Jerusalem,
right,
comes down and meets. Could you say that heaven is,
sure,
that New Jerusalem?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you go where heaven and earth is kissed, you go back in the book of Psalms. Mm-hmm. See, that first time happened is when Jesus came to earth. Heaven, what was inside of him, and earth, the man, met.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it is now. At the new birth, heaven and earth meet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just all on him. It's not just going to happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, this kingdom will never be understood.
No.
It's not given with observation, the Bible says. So in other words, you can go observe the United States Constitution, Bill of Rights. You can understand that government. Russia, you can understand that government. This government, people ain't going to understand.
No.
Never have and never will understand it.
Right.
But it is a government.
Absolutely.
I mean, it is a plan and a purpose. God had a plan and a purpose. He's going to do this.
It's a kingdom, and that's why I believe it was Peter or Paul that said the natural man doesn't understand the things,
right,
of God.
That's right.
Right? The natural man, thinking about natural kingdoms,
right,
and about natural things in,
right,
life, doesn't understand the spiritual things,
right,
of God,
right,
because to him it's not revealed, you,
right,
see?
That's why Pilate kept asking Jesus. They say, "You're a king. You got a kingdom, kingdom, kingdom." And he said, "To this end I was born." But Pilate knew that man standing in front of him had no power in the state he was in.
That's right.
So he wasn't scared. He didn't say kill him. He said, "I let him go."
Man, he doesn't.
People come in here all the time telling me they're going to take over. Look at this guy, you know. Everybody's left him. He's standing by himself.
All right.
But he just didn't see that the actions of Pilate, though, brought the kingdom into being. Because if he had to kill Jesus, we wouldn't come.
That's right.
So and Jesus, he brought the kingdom.
That's right.
But if Pilate would have recognized him, we read that scripture where, right, Jesus told him, he said, "My kingdom is not from this earth."
Earth.
He told Pilate that.
That's right.
And Pilate was right there looking at the kingdom.
Right.
At the kingdom of God, right there.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't recognize it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's right. The natural man does not see. Even if they're seeing it,
right,
they don't see it.
That's right.
Because it has to be revealed.
Right.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Well, the kingdom was established on Friday when they killed Jesus, the darkest hour that they thought, you know, they were getting rid of this heretic. But that's when the kingdom became established,
amen,
on earth. Today, actually. But it began. He had to die first.
That's right.
So, he had to be killed. But without resurrecting, that killing wouldn't have made no difference.
That's interesting because you say that, because I mean, see, the kingdom of God doesn't come. It has to be, there has to be victory there first. There
That's
has
right.
to be suffering.
That's right.
Right.
Just as Jesus suffered.
That's right.
Amen. We have to suffer with
him. That right there is our Bill of Rights. If there ever was a Bill of Rights, that's our Bill of Rights right there.
Amen. That's right.
That gives us the right
to
do what we do. Yep.
That's right.
Yep.
Amen. But remember, the cornerstone, the foundation, is the same thing as the headstone.
That's correct.
Jesus Christ.
That's right. Amen.
The whole thing is Jesus Christ is the redeemer.
Speaking of the bed and stepping out of the bed, you can associate that with internal, external, because we have to take it internally and then we step into it externally.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
Have to be willing.
Yeah, that's true. Sometimes they say the 10-second rule or the 5-second rule. You count to five, and before you get to five, then get out. You know, my goodness.
Hey man, as you get older, you have to get up and shift anyway. Brain, are you still there? Feet, are you still there?
Yeah, right?
Arms, are you still there?
Yeah,
as they get older, it is a resurrection.
He knows nothing about that.
I know that. Thanks, Joy.
He's
worried about my mom.
No, he
I don't know. I don't know
about that.
I don't know about that yet.
He will,
but I do still. I struggle getting up because I just that's not one of my fortes. Getting up early. I want to learn how to do it. It's more like 5 hours counting instead of 5 seconds.
5 seconds.
All right. Well, Lord bless y'all. Thank
Good
you
job.
For your attention.
Good job. Aaron will be next Sunday.